This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 22, 2017. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, Peabody residents of the neighborhood next to the Waters River Bridge project were told that if they want a sound barrier, they're going to have to go to the higher-ups. Project manager Paul King is quoted as saying, I'm fully cognizant of the conditions there. They're not good, but these are program issues, not a project issue. A group of neighborhood residents who called themselves the Concerned Citizens of Peabody held a meeting Thursday in Peabody City Hall to discuss a sound barrier for the $20 million project to replace a 70-foot-long bridge on Route 128 over the Waters River in Danvers. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, feeding the meter will soon be a thing of the past on Cabot Street and other parts of downtown Beverly, but the convenience of new payment kiosks will come with higher parking fees, up to $1 per hour for the most desirable spots. A plan for altering downtown parking to make it more efficient was released back in April, but it's taken city officials some time to review the full slate of recommendations and figure out if all or just some of them should be implemented. The public still has an opportunity to weigh in on the plan. A meeting is set for 6 p.m. next Thursday in the Briscoe Middle School Auditorium. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Also in today's Salem News, Dave Rogers writes that a former candidate for Essex County Sheriff accused of bailing out on a local construction project was cleared of numerous larceny charges Wednesday in Newburyport District Court. After a two-day jury trial, 45-year-old Damian M. Anketell of Peabody was found not guilty on four counts of larceny over $250 and a home improvement contractor violation charge. A charge of forgery of a document based on the allegation that Anketell forged a city document related to the house renovation project was dismissed, according to court records. The verdict ends a lengthy criminal battle that began in 2015. More on the story written by Dave Rogers in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes in the item live, Ronald Waxman never expected to see a movie star on his morning walk along Lynn Shore Drive, but that's exactly what happened to the headhunter who owns a waterfront condominium next door to where Denzel Washington was filming his latest movie. Yeah, Waxman is quoted as saying, I saw him coming out of an SUV in the building parking lot, and I said, hi, Mr. Washington, how are you? He waved and said, hi. And in an instant, two Massachusetts state troopers told me to put my camera away and escorted me out of there. Washington is in town, in Lynn, to make a sequel to The Equalizer. The 62-year-old star, who enrolled at Fordham University to become a newsman only to choose acting after appearing in several student productions, will be in town until Thursday. On Tuesday morning, Washington was behind the wheel of a black Ford Taurus in the curved driveway at 300 Lynn Shore Drive as the crew set up the lights and tried to shield the actors from a driving rain and wind. More on this story, written by Thomas Grillo in today's Item Live. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.